Myanmar's biggest dissident group today announced that a referendum announced at the weekend on an army-made constitution in Myanmar would be a major battlefield. In a statement, the 88-generation students, named after a brutally suppressed 1988 uprising in the country, called on the former Burma's 53 million people to reject the charter vote in May. The army, which has run Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, under various guises since 1962, says the referendum will be followed by multi-party democratic elections in 2010. The elections would be the first since 1990, when opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won a huge landslide, only to see the generals ignore the result. Director of the Burma campaign in the UK, Mark Farminer, says the referendum is not a genuine commitment to democracy.
It's the first time that the regime has ever given any dates for its so-called roadmap for democracy. And it's a sign of the pressure that they are under. There's new economic sanctions have been imposed recently. More are being discussed. They're hoping that by making this announcement, they will see off the potential economic sanctions. But the problem is that this is not a genuine commitment to any sort of transition to democracy by any means. It's actually doing the opposite of what the United Nations and international community have been calling for, which is to sit down with Aung San Suu Kyi and representatives of the ethnic groups in Burma to negotiate a transition to democracy. Instead, they're going ahead with a constitution that enshrines military rule, gives the generals 25% of the seats. They have an effective veto power over any decisions that the government makes. And there's no guarantee that people will be able to vote in this referendum in the way that we would normally think. They don't have proper electoral register there. So it could be that they will force people out onto the streets in mass rallies and say, this is a mandate. And at the same time, they're doing everything they can to rig any future elections.